Hello, everyone. My name is Michael. I'm a system software engineer at Apple.
Hello, my name is Evan. I'm a compiler engineer on the Swift team at Apple. So, the process of porting a programming language to a new system involves intimate understanding of the internal workings of the language and the system you're porting it to. It also requires a healthy dose of patience for when things inevitably go horribly wrong. You often have to deal with situations where print statements aren't printing and the debugger isn't debugging, so you have to cobble together whatever tools are available on the OS to figure out what's going wrong and fix it. So this is the story of how we danced with the demons and ported Swift to FreeBSD. We'll start with a quick bit of history on previous porting efforts, and then we'll break down the bootstrap that we used to bring up Swift. It's four steps. Then we'll waltz our way through build errors, getting Swift built on FreeBSD. And finally, we'll quick step through the code, squashing bugs as we go. So this isn't the first time that Swift has been ported to FreeBSD. The first porting effort landed in the Swift repository in December of 2015, shortly after Swift was open sourced as part of Swift 2.2. Roughly 6 months later, in May of 2016, the first ports in FreeBSD were landed. And then things went quiet for about 6 years. And without CI support, things kind of bit rotted. So then between 2022 and 2023, 18 commits were published to the Swift repository to revive the build. Now, these efforts were driven by community members. They didn't have backing CI support, and they also didn't get the test suite fully running cleanly. Now, in 2024, Swift, unfortunately, was no longer bootstrappable from an image that didn't have an existing Swift installation. This broke sometime in Swift 6.0. So in May of 2025, I brought the bootstrap back in Swift 6.2. Then in June of 2025, an unofficial Swift 5.10 was uploaded to the FreeBSD ports tree. Which brings us to today. So given the efforts of the past, what are we doing differently to ensure that it doesn't bit rot again? Well, we're working toward a package that tests cleanly across all of the tools in the toolchain and across the ecosystem. And we also have CI support set up so that we can ensure that things keep working going forward. Let's talk about Swift. Swift is a general purpose programming language that makes a very nice balance between safety and performance without getting rid of readability. The package from swift.org contains a toolchain, some developer tools, a Swift standard library, various platform libraries, and testing libraries. Now, the toolchain is used to compile the libraries, but it also depends on the libraries. So we have a cycle that we need to break. Now, we can't build a Swift standard library without a Swift compiler. So I had to aggressively start chopping pieces out of the compiler until we were left with something that didn't have any Swift left. I did this initial work in Ubuntu 24.04 because we already have support for Ubuntu 24.04. So any test failures that we see out of the bootstrap are because the bootstrap failed to converge and not because we have missing platform support. So we take that partial compiler and use it to build the standard library in libdispatch. Libdispatch is needed for concurrency. This makes up our stage zero artifact. We use that stage zero artifact to build a new Swift compiler that uses the stage zero runtimes. The stage zero compiler is pretty brittle, and it can't actually build a whole lot more than just what's here without crashing. And anything that it does build is kind of in a questionable state because the compiler is quite literally missing major portions of how it works. So it can very easily miscompile what it does build. So we now take our more complete compiler and build the standard library, Dispatch, and Foundation again. This collection becomes our stage one artifact, which we then use to build a stage two. Now, technically, this stage one compiler is able to build the entire toolchain without crashing, but that toolchain doesn't pass the test suite, so we haven't actually converged yet. And so to save time, we only build a subset of the tools. Now we can take this stage two toolchain and build the complete toolchain. That full toolchain passes the test suite, so our Bootstrap has converged and we can stop. Now that we have a path to bringing up a toolchain, it's time to start building on FreeBSD. Over to you, Michael.
Thank you.
Once we get the toolchain bootstrapped, it's mostly mechanical. Most of the work is really to address the compiler errors and warning as they come up. And then we address some testing failures, and we rebuild the toolchain again. And we repeat it again and again. But fortunately, because of the previous effort, we have some speculative support in Swift already, so it makes things a lot smoother. That says, we do run into some really quirky, interesting issues along the way that you may not expect. The first one is libc++. So LLVM has this concept called the module map, not to be confused with the standard C++ modules. Since FreeBSD uses LLVM and imports it, it also inherits the module maps that comes with it. Except the module maps in FreeBSD, including FreeBSD 14, is a bit outdated, and it does not export the modules we need to compile Swift. As a result, in the early stage when we were targeting 14.0, we actually need to go into the base system and manually patch those module maps such that we can just build Swift. Fortunately, this is all addressed in 14.3 when FreeBSD import a newer version of LLVM, and this is no longer required. Another very interesting issue is standard pair API, ABI. You'd be like, what? That's just a standard libc++ feature. Well, except turns out FreeBSD has stuck with an older C++ ABI for a very long time when the standard pair does not have a trivial copy constructor. Now, this is a rather easy fix. We just remove all the bits in the Swift compiler that uses the trivial copy constructor